Teresa Brewer. Somebody somewhere loves me.
Somewhere there's someone who loves you.
Oh, well, I'm glad to know who it is. Richard Hayes.
Somewhere there's somebody who loves me, too.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. I'm old and I forget.
Well, we love you, too.
Thank you very much.
Even if you're old and you forget.
The Godfrey man with Jerry Alters and an old-timer that is at least 3 months old that Richard and I would like to read before it dies.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
Life is old, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, and growing like the breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads, I hear her voice in the morning hour she calls me. Radio reminds me of my home far away. And driving down the road, I get a feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Yesterday, country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads.
Thank you, Richard. That was kind of nice. I enjoyed doing that with you.
Thank you,
especially since you allowed me to play the Bean Shoe, which gets my dues in for this week.
Keep the card up.
Oh, yes, sir. What's the date today?
Huh? 25? This is the day that commemorates, we commemorate, the landing of the British in Maryland in 1634. Every March the 25th, I sigh a sigh of relief. Them British came in here. In 1634, they did. In Mary's land. And this is also the Greek National Day because it marks the start of Greece's independence war against Turkey in 1821, which finished when I was over there in 1921, 100 years later. They were still a fighting,
but not on a big scale.
Oh, it was a bigger scale than ever, yes, sir. I was there for the burning of Smyrna, Izmir, they call it now, the evacuation of Adalia to Mytilene, yeah. The massacre at Izmir, I was there.
See, that was 1921 or 22, 21, I guess it was. That's when I was playing with Admiral Bristol. This is Bobo 6. Did you remember I told you?
Oh, yeah.
It's when he drove the Turks nuts with our bad music. We'll go along the war next 100 years. And you know what? Hershey bars are still as good now as they were then, and so is Hershey's bacon chocolate and Hershey's cocoa. Still as good as we were way back then. Rich, dark chocolate, real honest to goodness cocoa. People make the same wonderful desserts with it today as their ma's used to make and their grandma's. Hey, you know, I got a nice letter from Hugh O'Brien. electric we keep around here.
Why, Herb, you mean, huh?
Yeah, he had a ball doing 1,000 clowns, he says, at Arlington Park Towers in Chicago. He's on his way home now, according to this. If you're near TV, Monday's February 21st. Gee whiz, you must have sent this by canoe, Hugh. It's all long ago. He was on NBC, a two-hour film, which will be a series for next fourth called Probe. We'll look out for it next fourth. You can get a kick out of seeing it. It's a really fresh new idea, sort of updated James Bond. You'll drop by the next time he's in New York. Well, come on by, you old boy. We'd love to see you. We still got your picture on the wall here. Thanks, Zink.
You've had that picture up there for the past 5-6 years, and until a year ago when he was here, I didn't know he was even in that picture.
You didn't?
No.
Well, I hardly notice him even now. Very difficult seeing him there. He's sort of mashed up against something like
something. Actors have a tough life.
Yeah, he said that was quite an ordeal, really.
Mm-hmm. He lived from it for weeks.
I don't understand what you mean. Hey, I got a nice note from Milton Caniff, too, since we're dropping names around here. Milton Caniff, who draws...
Steve Canyon?
Steve Canyon, yeah. He says, when I hear you and your people talk about your show going off the air, it sounds all wrong. Isn't that nice? From those early mornings when you were first picked up from Washington and heard in the New York area, I have done many a panel with your voice in my ear. Most cartoonists are radio buffs because TV is too distracting. In those Washington days, you frequently read Terry on the air, giving me a big boost of the sort all features need when they're starting. You have continued this gracious practice with Steve Canyon. I couldn't get along without Steve Canyon. As well as with other ventures with which I have been connected. It has been a long, warm memory, and I am proud to be your friend. Cordially, Milton. Isn't that nice?
Very nice.
Yes, it could be from him again.
That's one of my favorite strips. I would miss them if they were not there. If I don't get my copy of the Daily News at night and read those comics, I sleep.
I feel terrible, yeah. I have to know what the news is.
And Walter Cronkite doesn't read the funnies on the air anymore.
No, the last guy that did it was the late Mayor LaGuardia. He kept us all straight for a long time.
The Little Flower.
Teresa Brewer, we'd like you to open the show for us today musically. What do you have?
Day by Day from Godspell. That won a Grammy.
Did it really?
Yep,
won a Grammy? Okay. Well, only cost another dollar to go first class.
Oh, dear Lord,
I think the Clash liked that one, too, didn't she? She's something, didn't she? Got the Professor Kahn's class from Lehman College here with us in the studio today. Learning all about how not to do things in radio. Finding out why it is that this is the end of the era. On the 28th of March, young folks, I want you to watch The Tube, if you will, please, on another network. 7:30 to 8:30, I'm doing a special. I found I do have a copy of the script here with me, and I'd like to do for you one of the numbers from it. One of the numbers written specially for me in this special, which I think you might get a bang out of. Billy Angelus and Buzzy Cohen wrote this. You remember how it goes? It's called The Chain of Life. Did you ever get to feeling so wrapped up in your own little thing that you never even noticed there's a world out there beyond yourself? A world made up of so many things that are so wrapped up in their own little things that they never even notice you. Well, there is a law that clearly shows we are none of us alone on the planet Earth. We connect and interlock in a continuous succession of wants and needs and ties and links that make up the chain of life. That make up the chain of life. Yeah, that's the way it is, my friend. To be alive is to depend on something else along the line. So if he does his, and they do theirs, and I do mine, we'll all do fine. The birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, and everything living in the seven seas. The worms, the ants, the animals, the plants are links in the chain of life. The birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, and everything living in the seven seas. The worms, the ants, the animals, the plants are links in the chain of life. And none of us is any more important than any other link. No matter what we always read in books or what they taught us all to think. One link breaks and the chain breaks down, and we all go down the drain with the chain that broke. That's no joke, the chain of life. Chain of life, the chain of life, the chain of life, the chain. Let me explain it further, friend. It's so easy to comprehend. We'll take it step by step from the very beginning to the very, very end. If each of you will do what I tell you to, I'll be able to demonstrate how we interrelate. You be a seaweed, and you be a snail. You be an amoeba, and you be a whale. You be a lion, and you be a lamb. You be a zebra, and you be a ram. I'll be grass, you be a cow. I'll be corn, you be a sow. You be a beetle, you be a slug. You be a bee, I'll be only 80 bud. All join hands and circle right. Join the chain of life. The chain of life, the chain of life, we're part of the chain of life. There's only so much land and water and air to support all life. We must take care to renew and recycle and not pollute, or we'll all go down and shoot. Chain of life, the chain of life, here's how it runs, here's how it runs. Each link in the chain is it by design, depends for food on the next in line, and everything would be going fine if man didn't ruin the plan, right? If man didn't ruin the plan, right? If man didn't ruin the plan, right? If man didn't ruin the plan. Well, man is the only link who possesses the ability to think, so you would think he'd use his brain to try to maintain the chain. But man pollutes the air, contaminates the seas. He strips the land of all its worth and cuts down precious trees. He threatens to destroy the world with ignorance and greed. And if we fail to stop him soon, it looks like he'll succeed. We gotta stop that man. Stop that man. Stop it before it's too late. Chain of life, gotta keep in the chain of life. Don't go breaking up the chain of life. Everyone is needed here in the chain of life. The chain of life, keep it growing. Chain of life, keep it flowing. Chain of life, keep up the chain of life. For all the birds and all the bees and all the flowers and the trees and everything living in the seven seas, the worms, the ants and animals and plants who make up the chain of life. words, we are all fellow creatures in the odyssey of evolution.
Right.
That is terrific.
That's one of the songs they wrote for me for my special.
When is it going to be?
28th of March, 7:30, 8:30 in the East. I don't know in the West. On another network.
Why don't you do that other song from it?
I said it would be good. Oh, I said it would be days like this. How is it you're going to do this with Don DeLuise?
Don DeLuise is a helicopter pilot who does the broadcast, you know, about the traffic, the jam. And I come along in my wagon and I see him out there. And we have a little conversation. And he tells me his chopper is all broke up. So I tell him, come on, get on the wagon with me and we'll fly. And he said, ah, you and your horses and wagon, you can't fly. He said, oh, no, you push a button and the wings come out and we take off in this thing, see, with the horses. And during the time that, when we get up there, he's describing the traffic situation. And I sing this song. And in between the verses, his voice comes up and he has some funny business. It's very funny. See the throughways, see the freeways, going two ways, going three ways, and you're riding there deciding what's the fastest way to go. Just your luck, you hit a tire, and you're stuck, but someone high up in the sky will tell you why your car's not moving down below. Turn on the radio quick as you can and listen to the traffic meter. Mama said there would be days like this, days like this, days like this. Mama said there would be days like this, this is one of those days. As your nerves are close to breaking, he observes the road you're taking is all backed up, cars are stacked up, looks like you're locked in to stay. You're about to turn that nut off when he tells you there's a cutoff. He can see the traffic's free, except it's going the other way. Turn up the volume loud as you can and listen to the traffic. Mama said there would be days like this, days like this, days like this. Mama said there would be days like this, this is one of those days. This is one of those days.
Thank you. That's a cute one, yeah.
Well, that came from a thing I used to say all the time to the traffic controllers when they'd tell me that there was a jam or a mess and I had a delay and had to hold in the pattern for a while and the weather was bumpy and lousy. And I used to say, yeah, Mother said there would be days like this.
Now you can sing it to them, huh?
Hey, I don't usually go for a great deal of what Life puts out in the magazine, but boy, this issue... Ooh, we've had some terrific things come in print lately. And this one here, let me see what week this is. March the 17th, yeah, St. Patrick's Week. Life. On the front page is a picture of dropout wife, striking current phenomenon. Did you read about that?
Hmm.
Well, that's not the story I want to talk about, although it is a good one. It's, what I want to talk to you about and ask you to read is a thing I promise you it will be all right. This is a story by Joan Barthel of the inward, the thoughts that a person has who's very much in love with the person, as a friend now, this is another woman, very much in love with a person who is dying in her last 3 or 4 days. The dilemma of a friend's dying. You must read this. It's one of the most beautiful things I have ever seen in print. And will give you an insight into a problem we have, which we human beings should have fixed a long time ago. We should change our thing about death. You know, it comes to everyone. To my knowledge, nobody ever got out of here alive. It is just another experience in life, to my way of thinking. Unfortunately, the last one. But it is nothing to fear. Everything is going to be all right. We try to avoid it in every possible way as long as we're healthy. Gosh, I don't want to go. I love life. I love every bit of it. Everything I've ever done, everything I've ever seen, and all the wonderful things there are yet to do and to see. But fear death? No. In no way. Because I know that it's going to be all right. And I want you to read this story and tell me what you think about it. There's another article in this same issue of Life magazine I urge you to read. An old China hand, Theodore H. White, visits the land of Mao. A journey back to another China. Please read that one. Give you an insight into 1972 China. How about a piece of music to quit with today, boys? What can we do? What would you like? Oh, you like blues, don't you?
Yes.
All right. Memphis. Thank you. that'll slow things up enough for us to get on. With a greeting to Tommy Mercer. You remember Tommy Mercer, Dick?
The singer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ex-boy singer, he says.
Yeah.
Well, he says he's executive director now of the Ossining Chamber of Commerce. And he's at the riverboat right now in New York and will be there until April the 1st.
He must be regulated into the man-singer class then, huh?
That's what's happened to him, yes.
Good for him. Very few of us make it.
See, the trouble is, if you hang around long enough, first thing you know, you get old and you forget.
I forgot to get old.
Catch up with What's New at the Movies. The summary of the mixes here on the CBS Radio Network.
A minute and a half away from 7 o'clock, and Harry Webb's report of the news on Radio WDN in Buffalo.